We were now part and parcel of a powerful farm organization. We were the Saskatchewan Women Grain Growers. But there were still thousands of people, as well as the government, to be convinced that women were indeed persons. The task was difficult in those pre-radio and, for so many of us, pre-telephone, pre-car days. We canvassed the country on foot, on horseback, stone boat, and by horse and buggy. We spoke from the back of wagons at prairie picnics, held, as Nellie McClung said, in the shade of a barbed wire fence. We invited the WCTU and newly organized equal franchise leagues in towns and cities to join forces with us. They did. Finally, in May 1915, around 100 representative men and women submitted a huge suffrage petition to Premier Walter Scott in the Saskatchewan Legislative Chamber. I recall sitting in the seat of the Honourable George Langley, and I thought with pride, if it hadn't been for the women grain growers, rural women would not be represented here today. Premier Scott was sympathetic. He promised us serious consideration, but said the government would like more signatures.